We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome. I'm delighted to say that this program has just won an award for boosting listening figures on Radio 3. Our teams are Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. And Barry Cryer and Graham Garden on my left. And we start with a game called Double Feature, which this round takes as its starting point the poverty of the international film industry. For economic reasons, new films have to be remakes of pairs of old films. Not only pairs, but a whole succession in many cases. And I want you to give me the resulting titles, team, and I'll award points for anything approaching humour. We'll start with you, Graham Garden.
Well, they're going to remake Last Tango in Paris and An Evening's Intercourse with Barry Humphreys. And that's going to be no sex, please. We're British.
Right, Tim.
Me.
Tim Brooke Taylor, yes.
The producers of Seagulls Over Sorrento and Richard III have got together to produce Spotted Dick.
Okay, Barry.
This is a bumper bundle. It's the old film, a remake of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Dr. No, and One-Eyed Jacks, and it's called It Takes One to Know One. Thought it was raining in.
Everybody so far has got a round of applause, except for Graham Garden, which puts him ahead, and we go to you. Go to you, Willie Rushton.
There's a rude amalgam of cats and dogs of war called It's Pissing Down.
OK, let's have another round of that. Let's go back to you, Graham.
I had heard that they're combining the French lieutenant's woman with Letter from America.
I'll leave it there. Yeah, I got
mine. What they're hoping to get is two-way family favourites.
Tim.
Well, the makers of 39 Steps, 12 Angry Men, 101 Dalmatians, Dirty Dozen, Magnificent Seven and the Ten Commandments combined together to make
180!
Actually, it's 181, but that didn't sound quite so good. Rather pathetic, really.
Short pause while I cancel that round of applause in that case. Right, Barry.
There's yet another remake of King Kong combined with Raging Bull and Days of Wine and Roses, a new film called The Oliver Reed Story.
Who?
Okay, Willie.
Something about
you
I like.
See if you can salvage a point or two.
This is A Werewolf in London, Amadeus, One Mo Time and Start the Week. And it's going to be Wolfman Amadeus Mo Start.
Thank God for a bit of culture at long last.
Just because I lost those points, I said that the writers of the manifestos of the Conservative and Labour Party and the Liberal SDP Alliance have combined to produce the big screen version of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue.
Right, this is the point where I announce to the teams the late arrivals whom they'll have to introduce at the end of the programme. And teams, you're going to introduce the late arrivals at the Sailor's Ball.
Start. How singular.
Sailor's Ball. No, sailors is plural. Right, we go on to the game called Straight Face. In this round, the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panellist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The remaining three continue the game in rotation until only one survives. And that one will win. Right. We'll start with you now, Tim Brooke Taylor.
Log.
Pelmet.
Tenterhook.
Oh,
out. Oh, out. Out. Out.
No doubt about that
it's
at all.
It's a very unamusing word.
Al, I'm afraid you're out now, so we'll have
to... It's the way I tell them.
Graham.
Whistle.
Microphone.
Auditorium. Suit.
Tie.
Gusset. Can't
sorry,
see
Barry. You couldn't repress it, could you? Okay, so it's now a ding-dong battle between Graham Garden and Tim Brooke Taylor. And we'll start... it goes over to you, Tim.
Glass.
Bottle.
Blackboard.
Snood.
Snood?
Snood.
What is a snood?
It's a sort of hat.
Don't pretend to be too young. You remember a snood.
The audience know what a snood is.
You wore
two or three
one
people
for years.
Wearing them. I believe it's a kind
snood.
Of headband. What am I entering this in for? You're out. Tim Brooke Taylor's the winner.
Once again, his inability to raise a laugh has paid off.
The next round we're going to do is called the singing relay. And this is the one where members of each team sing a song taking alternate words. And teams, if you get through the song, I shall make you do it again faster. We're going to start with you, Tim and Willie, as you're so far ahead. And I want you to sing the alternate words to My Old Man Said Follow the Van.
My old man said follow the van. Don't dilly-dally on the way. Off. Oh, off. Off. Went the cart with the home pet in it. It I walked behind my old cock linnet. But I did it and dallied, 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 and did it. Lost the van and don't know where to run. You trust the special like the old time cops. When you can't find your way home.
Pretty good, but not good
they
enough.
They did off together, though, in the beginning.
No. That's why I haven't given them any marks so far.
Oh.
Till I've heard yours.
Sorry, Mark.
Graham and Barry, pick them up.
Your song is There's No Business Like Show Business.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fall, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the...
Serves me right.
Should Barry have sung that all on his own? I mean, shouldn't it be?
Serves me right.
And you
God
dare
did that.
You dare to criticise the other team. Well, now, according to the audience, you were both equal on that, so... very quickly, Colin Sell, if you don't mind, will you lead them into... First of all, Tim and Willie, I want you to sing your... And I'm going to be very strict with the timing this time. Sing your song faster than last time. Starting now.
My old man said follow the van. Don't tell it any the way. Off the cut with a...
With home in it.
On, half in it. I did it, done it,
done it,
did it. Lost the man. Where's the road? You can't. That's special. Oh, the terms covered. Did you find your way home?
The audience, having reached the stage where they'll clap anything, we'll see how they respond to you. Graham and Barry, sing your song as fast as you can now.
There's
no business like show business. Like no business I know. Everything allowed. It is feeling. Everything traffic will allow. Now what could you get that happy feeling when you are feeling extra bow? There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey.
Who ordered two turkeys?
You
keep going.
No, will fold. You may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show.
How wrong can you be? Well.
Oh, I love the big finish. I love the big finish.
The first show to close during a song.
The audience is composed of big finish.
Yeah. Right, well, Tim and Willie, you quite obviously won that one. And we go on to a game called Connection Quiz. And this is like Mastermind, except that it's played with a more uncomfortable chair. I'm going to give each contestant a set of objects or people, and he has to tell me what the connection is between them. And incidentally, for those of you listening at home, I know you're pretty sceptical about this whole affair, but these are all taken from a book called The British Book of Lists, and so these connections are, in fact, completely genuine. To go to Graham Garden first, here's your list of people or objects. I'm not quite sure which. Ernie Wise, Rudolf Nureyev, Jeff Boycott, and Angela Rippon.
Is Nureyev, Boycott and Rippon.
Give me the connection between those two.
Yes. Well, none of them will be playing for Yorkshire next year. I don't think that's what you're looking for, is it, Hum? No.
Not at the moment.
They all have short, fat, hairy legs apart from Ernie Wise.
Well, you're getting warm.
Well, legs. They've all got famous legs.
You're getting even nearer.
They've all got big wallets.
They've all shown their legs on television.
Yes, but...
Never mind yes, but. It's a fact.
Now, I think I'm going to give half a mark to Graham there, if everybody agrees, because, in fact, we have it on the information of this book that they all possess Ernie Wise's favourite legs.
Let me just recap.
Ernie Wise himself, Rudolf Nureyev, Jeff Boycott, and Angela Rippon all have legs which are admired above all else Ernie Wise.
Have a sort of rotor. Who has that?
So you got very close.
I think it would be admired as far as
below all else. Willie Rushton, we're going to have your list now. A seaside pier.
Name him. Why should he always get off lightly?
Helsham with the bells.
Yes,
a seaside pier, a harmonium, a naval cleaning brush, and a blow-up rubber woman.
Neighbour.
Lord Helsham. All found in Les Dawson's Christmas stockings. Is it to do with the blowing up? I mean, they've all been blown up by Irishmen. Except the rubber woman.
Yes, but that's not the answer.
Who deflated it? They were all presents given by Richard Burton to Elizabeth Taylor.
I don't think you're going to get hit, Willie. You're still quite a long way off. The seaside pier, the harmonium, the naval cleaning brush, and the blow-up rubber woman were all luxuries selected by guests on desert island discs. They choose to take to a desert island.
Michael Crawford chose a rubber woman, I remember.
A lot of people have chosen a rubber woman.
Yes, not necessarily on desert island discs. No, not necessarily.
Sam gets everywhere, you know.
Barry Cryer, here's your list. This seems to me to be quite an easy one. Adolf Hitler, Idi Amin.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yes.
And the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Yeah, well, I've just read this in the Mills and Boone. They're all the same person. It because Hitler, as revealed in a recent play, was taken to the Brazilian jungle and had extensive plastic surgery, pigmentation treatment, and indeed a sex change. Meanwhile, back in England, Janet Brown was filling in. he then took office as Margaret Thatcher, but when the flak started to fly, she emigrated to Iran. She gave her facial hair full rein, you've never seen them together, you see. The beard and the flowing robes conceal everything, and she is now in Iran pursuing a new set of non-new turns.
It's the sort of list that Madame Tussauds produces as the most unpopular people of... And I would imagine this year, I should think, of all time...
As Norman Tibbett's favourite people.
Applause for Timbert Taylor, because... I don't know about Madame Tussauds. He only gets half a mark because he got the year wrong. Those were the people most feared by the British public in 1979.
Hitler.
They were worried about Hitler, that is what. Do they know something
well,
we
you know?
Do?
Timbrook Taylor, here's your list now. Tiny Roland, Mick Jagger, Kermit the Frog, and Enoch Powell.
They've all got big mouths. Except for Mick Jagger. None of them can get no satisfaction. No. Well, they're all famous now, aren't they? Tiny Roland, Mick Jagger, Kermit the Frog, Enoch Powell.
They've all been fancied by pigs.
All claimed by the SDP.
Mm. People most feared by the British in 1982.
No, you're not going to get it, Tim. In fact, none of you are going to get it, as everybody's...
Are you going to get it, Hump?
He's on a promise, I believe.
You've made it virtually impossible for me to give you the right answer. In the opinion of the actress Joan Collins, those four, Tiny Roland, Mick Jagger, Kermit the Frog, and Enoch Powell, are the four most charismatic men in the world.
She'd know.
So with half a mark to each team, it's really not worth putting
it
down.
Did she mention why Mr. Roland was called Tiny?
And we all know about frogs.
We have a round now called Pick Up Song. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song, then stops on a word in the lyric. A member of the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song containing that word, or indeed, let's make it more specific, a different song starting with that word. And as we did last time, teams, let me tell you that I will accept a syllable from that word. If you get a long word and it's too difficult, I will accept the closing syllable of the word for you to start your next song on. I hope you understand that, because I'm not very clear on it myself.
And, you should listen when you're talking.
Let's have a look around and see who we start with. Those that aren't cowering in their seats. Well, Barry Cryer, I think you're going to start this one.
Just a song at twilight when the lights are...
Ah, sweet mystery of life.
The tune's good.
I never liked the tune. I ignored the tune there.
I hope you just go, amen.
I don't know what happens next. Life.
Life. Life. You want to pass life on to Graham.
Life on the ocean wave is the only life for me. Shadow walking down the avenue.
New lamps for old. Abelard's a song from Aladdin.
It's not strictly a song, it's a street
cry
of old London.
Panto has rung to that, Humph. New. Susie like I. No, Susie. Oh, what?
What a night it was, it really was such a night.
Johnny Ray, what are you doing here?
It's easy.
Night, ladies. Ladies, see you in the morning.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going.
Oh, they've gone.
Going. To sit right down and write myself a letter.
Letters in the sand. Yeah. Oh, day like
today. Meanwhile, back at the beach.
Sand.
Particularly hard for the chairman, this
music.
Oh.
The hills are alive.
Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels alive.
Stop on mussels, it's very good.
Where did he stop, we ask ourselves?
Live.
Live.
I will no longer play for you.
Lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing.
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go.
Not a pretty sight.
It keeps me quiet on the mornings.
Go. Not while the bus is standing at the stop. Go.
Finger.
Despite the difficulty of deciding whether Willie Rushton's singing or just thinking, I'm going to award that round, and we go on to late arrivals. This is the point in the programme where we all sit back and listen to the teams announcing their late arrivals at the Sailor's Ball, with an apostrophe. In the right place.
In the right place, yes.
Oh, here come the Ello family, with their small son Ello, Matt Ello.
Closely followed by Brian Ferry. Just gone to ITV, known as the Cross Channel Ferry. There, coming in through the door, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Jwater and their son, Bill Jwater. His old friend, Captain Hand.
Would you put your hands together, please, for that well-known...
He arrived at the ball earlier than the rest of us.
You can sit on your hands if you prefer. A well-known maritime figure and panel game, Sailor the Century. Starring Nicholas Parsons with a vast behind. Sir, a naval, it sank with all trace.
Then he followed by a rear admiral. And a rather petty officer. Oh, there's Seafarer Fawcett. Nautigal.
Ah, look. There's one of the original Tiller girls. Give her a welcome. Isn't she sweet? Flo Tiller. And her catamaran.
There, coming through the door. Can it be? Yes, it is. Mr. and Mrs. Dupshy Rises. And their rather posh daughter, Hooray and Dupshy Rises.
A distant cousin of the Omi Hearty's favourite daughter, Eve.
All the way from Africa, Umbak. No, not dat Umbak. December.
And Sam Pan.
That's a load of junk. Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Ick and the dipsomaniac daughter, the tight Anne Ick.
Oh, that's gone down well.
I didn't like to say that.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah, famous for his diamond-studded naval cleaning brush, Raoul Yacht.
And over there, coming in, Mr. and Mrs. Drums and their daughter, Doll Drums. And her pet mollusk, Oyster Mainsail. With Sam Pan, indeed. He was looking a bit lonely there. He's been joined by his friends from China, Wei Wei Anchor, for God's sake. And Pai Ping aboard. Oh, they're eating some seal eggs.
Here comes Barry's friend Oliver Reed, who, as we know, is a self-confessed star, who in a bored sort of way shows rather surprisingly some sort of manners to our hostess. It's what we call a starboard bow. Well, it fills in the time, I mean. Yeah.
Who's that behind? Oh, Isaac Stern. Mr. and Mrs. Niedenlein and their son Theo Niedenlein.
Mr. and Mrs. Toffee Sir and their son Warren Toffee Sir.
Was it worth it, I asked myself.
Oh,
I think the phrase is frigate.
As the teams seem to be running out of ideas.
Mr. and Mrs. Boat and their daughter Rowena Boat.
And the Israeli naval representative, A.B. Seaman. He's been circumnavigated, you know.
Which low point, I have to say, that we've come to the end of
this week. And they're just arriving, Mr. and Mrs. Pumps and their daughter Mandy Pumps.
That's all for this week from all of us. Until next week, goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.